One afternoon, at the end of the confessions of the man, a priest went to the friary in the hope of greeting the padre and kissing his hand. The priest went into the sacristy and heard the padre scolding a young boy about 10 years old while he was getting up from where he had been kneeling down for confession. The boy came towards the priest, laughing. The priest then asked the boy what was it that he found so funny. The boy told the priest that he found it funny that Padre Pio had scolded him for the sins he committed. The priest, very sternly, told the boy of the gravity of his sins and how important the sacrament of reconciliation is for his soul, and that it was no laughing matter. The young boy got rid of the mocking smile he had on his lips, and having become more serious, asked the priest if he could confess again, but Padre Pio had already left by now. The boy confessed to another friar, and the following day, with a more serene face, he received Holy Communion. Certainly, it was necessary for the padre to give the scolding, and for the young boy, it would have been so beneficial for his whole life. This calls to mind many of us who fear of going to confession because of that one strict priest. Remind yourself that sin is no small matter. Each sin we commit is another nail to the palms of Jesus. And sometimes, having a strict priest to remind us of the gravity and seriousness of sin is always beneficial for our souls. Fulton Sheen had once said, "Sometimes, the only way the good Lord can get into some hearts is to break them."